you know, having a week off, you try to organize things so when we get the staff totally put together that you could move forward. We've got a lot of work to do here, you know, before the combine defensively. So we started meeting this morning, and you start from scratch. It's just like once the players come in, you know. So with the staff, you start talking about philosophy and you know, all those little things that sometimes get passed over. And that's one of the unique things, you know, when you're starting from a ground level. And so we've got to do a good job putting together a teaching plan, and it starts with us making sure that we're all on the same page to begin with. So we'll go through, over the next 3 weeks before we leave to go to the combine, we'll be spending a lot of time meeting, you know, both morning and afternoon, you know, on our defense and putting together, you know, our plans for once the players come in and all that.
So have you gotten a look at any film at all?
I have, but not as much as I want to. You know, I mean, it's basically, I've not gotten into specifics, okay? I've got a general feel, I think, of guys. But so much as we go along, you know, your system has to have enough flexibility to where you can go in the direction that you think your talent will take you.
What did Jacksonville have that allowed? You were number one in defense your first year. What did they have that allowed that to happen so quickly?
Good players. Yeah, no, we had good veteran players, and I thought we had a good combination of pressure and coverage. You know, we brought two free agents in, Gary Walker and Carnell Lake, you know, and both of those guys, you know, were outstanding players with some good players there, you know, the Tony Brackens, the Kevin Hardys, Donovan Darius. And so it was a good combination of front guys that could rush the passer and guys that could cover. So there was a real veteran presence, I thought, on that team.
Did you have some Brackens, I know you had, did you have natural outside linebackers for that system, guys who fit really well with that?
Well, probably one of the guys you're familiar with is Bryce Paul. You know, he was one of the outside linebackers. And then they'd been a 4-3 defense, and so we kept elements of the 4-3, but we still had some 3-4, and we played 3-4. Then Brackens and Bryce Paul were the outside backers, and Kevin Hardy was playing an inside linebacker. So you know, we were kind of a multiple scheme, you know, but they'd always been a 4-3 defense prior to that.
I kind of have to do here, Dom, until the transition's complete.
Yeah, I think that'll be the first step, you know, as we transition. You know, the biggest challenge for us is once we get the players in here, we get on the practice field to try to determine what our strengths and weaknesses are, and then really adapt what we're doing. How much we do of one or thing or another will be based off of what we think our guys, you know, do the best.
How hard is this to switch from a 4-3 to a 3-4? Are there a lot of hurdles involved? Or,
well, I think the mistake that you can make is if you just say, hey, we're going to put in the 3-4 defense and it's going to be a cookie cutter 3-4 defense and plug the people into the defense. To me, you have enough flexibility. You adapt your scheme to the players that you have. You know, you just can't totally change the players that you have. So as you gradually work towards maybe, you know, your percentage of playing a certain defense is not as high the first year as it is the second year, and you gravitate. And I think most defenses do that. You know, I've been involved with going into new situations, and it's amazing when you're trying to figure it out, your correlation between what you do in training camp and what you actually are at the end of the season many times is not that great. But then it gets greater, you know, your second year and your third year, okay, then you know, you're right on to where now you aren't really wasting many repetitions on the practice field because you know what you are, you know what you want to feature, you know what you want to play in the game.